CBSA, they do pick when they want to send to get information out and when they don't want. Some time ago, there was this reporter that went asking questions, and they wouldn't give him any information because of the Privacy Act, mm-hmm. and they needed a consent from me to have access to my file or something or information. And then, sometime later, the same guy went ask again, and it was when they were under fire, you know, with all of these questions about Lucia Jimenez and all of that. And at that time, they didn't even ask anything, and they say, "Oh yeah, yeah, here are your questions, and we're answering that." But wouldn't that apply that the Privacy Act on this occasion or on the previous?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so I think that they do know when they want things to come out and what they want out.
Yeah.
When it's convenient for them.
They want to make sure everything goes the right way for them, and how the PR game goes, and this is how they want to present it. This is the way they want to spin it.
Yeah, but you would say, is that justice?
No.
Because when we're talking about these problems, and they are just looking at that as if, okay, we're going to see if this affects the PR of the government or the ministers or whoever is in charge. Mm-hmm. And then they will decide, okay, this is good, this is not good.
Yeah.
So let's just keep this into the media and hide these other things.
Yeah. And then, so like, I mean, with this situation with dealing with you, there's all the justice is being tucked away. All the things that should be done are being tucked away for the sake of what's good for their PR, what's good for them, what's good for the sake of them as an entity.
Well,
not for you or for the citizens of Canada, because all this money is being spent. Huge amount of money is being spent to make sure that you are here, mm-hmm. and watching you to see if they can get you and do whatever they are doing, whatever surveillance, whatever time. But they're putting so much time and so much money to fighting the case, doing all this stuff, all because of what? Because they have an agenda as to what they want to do.
Well, right now, today, for instance, there was this red pickup was parked in there for more than half an hour.
Yeah.
So I am certain that CBSA is still kicking around, checking if I am still here. And even though the arrest warrant that they have against me, they should have dropped it the moment that the federal court made the decision on Justice Mosley decided on my case. Mm-hmm. But they didn't. But the question people should be asking is, why haven't CBSA dropped this arrest warrant, which on the first time it came, it was an illegal one, because the decision that was made by the minister delegate in 2013 in March, that was and is an illegal decision.
It's an illegal decision that they put out on you.
Yes, they did. You know what they did was that this lady, she made a second decision on a decision that was already made in 2004. And I have seen the regulations, and a decision maker cannot be revisiting a decision that has already been done.
So the decision that's been done, they can't revisit that decision. It's been already solidified. They've made the decision. Everything's been evaluated. Now someone else comes along and changes that.
Exactly. And because of that decision, my wife and I, we should have become Canadian residents, permanent residents
right.
in 2004. And the reason why we didn't was because CBSA have their agenda. Here you have the two entities, CBSA, the Canadian Border Service Agency, and CIC, the Canadian Immigration and Citizenship. They were working in 2004 in two different directions.
Right.
CIC was trying to finalize our application on humanitarian grounds and give us a status here in Canada, while CBSA was trying to initiate this process, a process of inadmissibility that, by the way, CSIS, that's the Canadian intelligence, they have made this report and sent it to CBSA in January 2004, but that was on the 25th of January. By the 26th or 27th of January 2004, CSIS had already closed that report.